in a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories.
Braha, Anakin, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics. Okay.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode
44. That's a lot.
That's crazy. We're going to hit 50 in 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to 3 a week this week. Crazy. 2 conversations and our episode each week for at least the next couple months.
That's great.
Because we got a lot of people that want to be on, trying to get through them all. So I apologize if I haven't gotten to you yet. I promise we're going to get you on. We're going to 2 a week this week. We'll see what happens. We might keep it through December. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We might go back to 2 a week. But yeah.
1 a week.
1 a week. No, we'll definitely have more than 1 a week. So yeah, I'm excited. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Man, you got some new stuff up there. Where's your action figures?
Oh, they're down here.
Oh, you haven't showed them yet. Sorry. I might. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Oh.
Oh, yep. Remember, Amped Comics, use code TCP10.
Sorry.
TCP10.
TCP10.
Link in the show notes. Link in the bios.
If you need how to spell TCP.
I don't think
TCP.
I don't think you need know how to spell TCP.
But Panel P. Well, just in case.
You're funny. But don't forget, Amp Comics, they got some awesome stuff. They got a Thor the other day I saw on their Instagram.
Did you buy it?
No, I did not. Aren't you proud of me?
Do they have any Harley?
Maybe I will, though. I'm sure he does. We'll have to see.
Does he have a whatnot?
I don't know.
To check.
I need to stay off whatnot.
You do. You buy too much. No, like every time you go on there, you buy. I go on there to get free gifts.
Yeah, I entered all the giveaway. I've never won a giveaway. You've won one, but not me. You won some cool Spawn stickers.
Yeah, I should show this next week.
Yeah, you should. Bring them on.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
She's got a little bit of cough this week. She's had it for a couple days.
Every time you say cough.
You're so funny.
I tickle his toes.
All right. So your weekly polls this week. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
You want me to go first?
Go first.
Okay, I'll go first. All right. So this week I got, we actually got this one. I think I forgot to show it last week. But anyway, this is on the free Batman Day comic. So we got that one. That
yeah, you definitely cool. Forgot to show that.
Yeah, because I think that was maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
The new Amazing Spider-Man, number 13. Ooh. the Batman, number 2. You know, we got all the blind bags of number 1, but we got number 2. I'm really looking forward to this one. The Last Days of H.P. Love Letter.
What is H.P. Love?
Or Lovecraft, sorry. H.P. Lovecraft. You know the Lovecraft letter game we play all the time?
Yeah, that you got That's from Timu?
Not that one, the other. I've got other ones too. I did buy some from Timu because it was out of print and they had it. But I got it. They reprinted it and I got new copies. But anyway, H.P. Lovecraft. Very interested in that one. Attack of the 50-Foot Foxy. It's really not. It's Pinapocalypse number 5 or 6. 6, I think. Speed Racer. Go, go, Speed Racer. Number 3.
Really?
It is spooky season. Speaking of spooky season, I did upload some new shirts and stuff to the shop today. links in our bio. There might be some spooky ones in there. Yeah, she hasn't seen them yet. I'll show you after the show.
Can you please order me a shirt?
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to put in an order for us.
I want a hoodie.
Yeah, we're going to get starting to cool off. We're going to get some hoodies.
Okay, did you make a Panel Pete bat sticker? Him as like a bat.
I made him as the vampire. I think I made that as a sticker. I don't know. I can't remember. I made a bunch. I made the vampire shirt with the bats on it. I did the giant one where he's chasing the crowd.
Oh.
But I did it all in black and white.
You did?
It looks cool.
On
a shirt? Yeah.
Oh my God, I need that.
Then I did the Read More Comics. I put the Read More Comics Panel Pete in the show sometimes. I made the Read More Comics one. And it's got our logo and a QR code to our stuff. And then I did a Chronicles of Panel Pete shirt. So check that out. Make sure you go to the links in our bio. Hold on. Links in our bio. Chronicles of Panel Pete Kickstarter. Notify me on launch. Links in the bios.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel Pete, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike L. Jure, Torque Arts Comics. Panel Pete is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
All right, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I have a suggestion. So, you know the Rickroll?
Yeah, okay. Rickrolled her in the car the other day. It was pretty
funny. Twice in a row.
I did. Like, we need some music. Done. Anyway.
Anyway, so you know how, like, people have, like, stickers that just has, like, a random QR code?
And
when you scan it,
it goes to that, yeah.
We should do that, but for Talking Comics.
We're going to do QR codes, but it'll be a QR code to our link tree.
Yeah, we should do, like, just a
QR code, just a random QR code.
Yeah.
No sticker. Like, no, like, advertising. All right, back to regular scheduled programming. It's spooky season, right? So this is what reminds me. The Archie Halloween Spectacular. Some scary stories, supposedly. Let's see. We got Star Wars number 6.
Oh, wait,
six?
I got.
Yeah, dang, 6. And then we've got the Deadpool Wolverine number 10. This is where it all started for me. The all-new Spider-Gwen by Stephanie Phillips. Ghost Spider, sorry. And then, let's see, we got a couple free books this week. It was, spooky season, I guess, giving away trick-or-treat reads. The new X-Men 97. Free? Yeah, it was free. And the Godzilla versus the Fantastic Four was free. So I thought that was cool. Preview. And then last but not least, this is probably going to be a big one this week. It's going to be the Absolute Evil from the Absolute Universe, DC Absolute Universe. So that's pretty cool. So, Annika, what did you get this week?
I got... Okay. I got several things. I only got 2 comics, though. But 3. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I got Supergirl number 3, finally.
Yep. We finally found that at another store this week.
Yeah. I got Poison Ivy number 37, those covers.
Well, 2 of the covers.
And then a book, Until Tales I Hate Fairyland. Yeah.
That's cool. What else you get?
These? Okay.
Well, show them.
Okay. We went to a store and they just had these. I got these.
Yeah, they had kind of loose action figures you could buy. They were not that expensive. Show them up again. Hold them up. So she got like a Christmas Harley Quinn and a This Suicide Squad.
This is like the holiday special.
Oh, okay.
That I have all the covers.
All the covers of.
And double.
Yep. All right. Well, cool. Is that it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
What did you read this week?
What did I read?
I don't know.
Oh, I read some of my deceased book.
Okay.
That I bought in Georgia.
Okay.
Was it? Okay. That's all I read. And then I read like a random book because I didn't have anything else to read.
Oh.
For my.
Well, I read a bunch this week. I am trying to catch up. I fell way far behind, so I'm trying to catch up. I read the Battle Beasts 4 and 5. I finally read the Spider-Man versus Sinister 6. This one, I have a copy of it because I just kept it over here. Finally read that one. It was pretty good. I read the Casey Jones number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Casey Jones number one, the Marvel versus DC Deadpool versus Batman. I finally read that. It has like 6 different stories in there. They're really good. Let's see. Thor number 2. Liked it. The Mortal Thor number 2. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe one last time. Number 5. Deadpool. Sorry.
Deadpool.
Finally read that one. Don't Run with Scissors number 3. Really enjoying that book. Godzilla Destroys the Marvel Universe number 1. Out of Alcatraz number 5. Finished that series up. I really enjoyed that. It was a really good take. The Last Boy number 5. Read that one. Finished that series up. Sad that one's over because I could really go on with that one. Also finished up Bring On the Bad Guys with Dormammu and Mephisto.
Jeez. You know what's sad? No more. We need the mermaid. Right? Joke.
We'll have to find a mermaid book. Mephisto and Dormammu number 1, the Bring On the Bad Guys, wrapping that series up. I enjoyed that whole series. Deadly Tales of a Gunslinger Spawn. Amazing series as always.
We all know you love that.
Yep. I love that one. And then Dick Tracy number 12 was great. Can't wait for the next one. I am at 295 books read this year, and it's day 275. So I'm 20 ahead, and I'll probably get a bunch more ahead because I got a whole box to catch up on down here. So which one are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
That trade.
The trade? I Hate Fairyland trade?
Huh?
Yeah.
It's like a snake.
I know, the cord. It's like a old telephone cord. It's not that jiggly. You know what that is.
I do know what that is. Because people always twirl with
their
fingers.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right. The one I'm looking forward to probably the most this week is going to be the Lovecraft book. So what'd you play this week?
Fortnite.
Some Fortnite? Got a new Harley skin?
Yeah.
What else?
That's really it.
Okay.
I played Among Us.
Oh.
Because I had forgot Among Us existed until they had like an Among Us thing in Fortnite. Then I bought that.
Okay.
Then I played Among Us because I forgot it existed.
I actually played a few board games this week. We've got some friends in town that are staying for a while, so.
Oh, you played board games?
Yeah, I played the Lovecraft Love Letter, but game. Cthulhu, Lovecraft, whatever. Some Flux, and we played this Mexican Train domino game. We're going to have to play that, you and I. It's called Mexican Train. It's a domino game.
What?
Oh. And it's got little trains and a little noisemaker. Choo-choo. Oh, I did play Ticket to Ride, too. I forgot. And I played Catan this week. So I played a bunch of board games.
It's not Catan. It's Catan.
It's always going to be Catan.
It's Catan. Get it right.
Tomato.
It's
Yeah, so, and then I've started watching the Marvel Zombies after my review of the Marvel Zombies book last week where they killed my Thor. Can we talk about that for a minute? Actually,
okay.
A lot of times this, a lot of the comics that I've been reading this Thor summer, dies. They've been treating Thor pretty mean. In the Thor, the Godzilla versus the Marvel Universe, Godzilla knocks him into space, and then they rescue him, and he comes back, and then just leaves Asgard, like made him look like weird. He's died in the Godzilla versus Thor. He dies in that one. He dies. He gets squished in the Marvel Zombies.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. He dies in the Godzilla versus Thor?
Yes.
But I thought you said that was the best comic ever.
But it was better. It was the way it happened was better. It was a great comic. It was amazing.
That doesn't really make any sense.
Well, did you read it?
No.
Yeah, maybe you should read it and you'd fully understand.
Yeah, but I don't really want to read it.
Oh, well, reading's good, kids. Read more comics. Read more comics. Buy the shirt in our shop. Yeah, so we
what was that? I can hear your mustache.
Mustachio. Yeah, but they've been really mean to my Thor.
They have been really mean to Harley in the comics.
I know. I'm just like, man, the current writers are just not caring about Thor too much. So. And he died in his own book, right? The Immortal Thor. He dies in that. I haven't read it yet, but
I thought he was an immortal.
Yeah, well, apparently not, because apparently Loki kills him, according to the Doctor Strange books.
But they're brothers.
Yeah, so I'm trying to catch up on that too. I got to find all the copies. I'm trying to order all the trade paperbacks for that. But yeah, so we'll see. It's hopefully they'll start treating my Thor a little bit better.
She can moonwalk.
Put your action figure.
Or not moonwalk. She can do that Michael Jackson thing.
Guess what time it is?
I tried calling him earlier.
Guess what time it is?
Guess time!
Well, it's
Jamie time.
Well, it's your question time, but what? We got a guest
Is
for
it
question
Jamie
time.
Is it Jamie time? It's Jamie time.
If he joins, he's
joined. Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions of time. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time. He's trying.
He better join. Hey!
What up?
Hey!
I didn't tell her you were joining. Your name popped up on her screen.
Dang.
It's Jamie Tom.
So you might remember.
I tried calling you earlier and you didn't answer. What about that?
I was sleeping.
That makes sense. Well, guess. Okay, so here's some news. Dave, have you watched K-Pop Demon Hunters?
I have, yeah.
Okay, they have it in Fortnite.
Oh my gosh. They have everything in Fortnite.
They have everything in Fortnite. You guys might remember way back from episode 6. God, that was a long time ago. This
God,
Jamie,
that
this is episode 44.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hi.
That's crazy.
Hi.
In less than 6 months. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you guys are busting it out.
We're busting.
Jesus. I was, I just finished up. Right before we're recording this one, I just recorded another interview. I'm going to release 2 conversations a week and our episode, Monica and I's episode, a week in the month of October and November. So
awesome.
Yeah, hopefully, we might have to keep it up. I don't know. It's just I got people, want to be on. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
that's great.
Well, I'm going to have to cut that part out. But soon.
When is she?
Spoiler alert.
The end of the month. We have a huge guest coming at the end of the month.
Huge guess.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. So how you doing, buddy?
She's dying. Doing all right. Doing all right.
She can actually, so we have a screen in front of her now so she can see.
And I can
she has
see
headphones
you.
In her own mind.
And I can hear you.
I wish I could. I need to upgrade to a mute button for her, but we'll see.
Hey! Then you'll forget to turn it off.
Yeah, I will. She'll just be sitting here. We won't be able to hear her words.
For like
it'll
the
be
entire
the best episode.
Episode
ever. That'd be a great episode.
Oh my God, not this again.
All right, all right.
Okay, question I invited time.
Yeah, there you go. I'll play the theme song.
Question
time. I invited Jamie just to hang out with us.
Question time.
I enjoyed having the guest last week, so it'd be cool if I could try to get little guests to come back each week for question time.
Right.
Just for fun. All right. How'd we do it last week? You can circle. Well, no, you can't because you don't have them on your sheet. All right. I don't know how we did it. How did we do it last week, Annika? When I asked trivia questions. You both have to answer, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And then you tell us the answer after.
Oh, that's what I did. Jamie, do you have a way to write it down, like on your phone or
Yeah, I could do that.
All right, you write it down, and then she'll give her answer, and then you can tell us what you wrote down.
I'm sorry.
Sounds good. Jamie.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
I would never cheat. This is... Unless I start losing, then I don't want to look bad because I lose to Annika. So.
Oh, I'll
don't blame you there. All right, so this
win.
Is X-Men trivia this week.
I win.
Okay, okay.
Who created the X-Men?
No. Doc McScrooge. No.
Okay, calm down.
I know who it is.
All right, yeah. Who do you think created him? Hint, the same guy that created Thor.
Wait,
is that real?
In the comics, yeah.
Wait, do you mean like the writer who created them?
Yeah, the writer. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. I thought we were going. Nope.
I thought you meant like Dr. X or whoever. Mr. X or no.
Oh, no, okay. So like who created?
Yeah, that would have been my answer.
You both are thinking Professor X?
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
I thought you meant like the person who got all
the
X-Men together.
So this is more... All right, my bad. So
I was like, how did Charles Xavier make Thor? That's crazy.
Exactly. Like, what?
I'm out of the loop on this one.
What?
All right.
A word of better.
So who created the X-Men series or comic books? The characters themselves?
I don't know.
What's that guy's name? I only know the movies, so I was going to say, Brian Singer or whatever.
He's in almost all the, Marvel movies up to a
Oh, he's like a Stan Lee cameo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Stan Lee is the
Yeah, that,
that
makes
created.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Stan Lee. I'm aware Lee. Of him.
Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby was the artist.
Right, Stan right, Lee? Right.
Yep.
Did I get
the
it right?
Uncanny X-Men. That's right.
Oh, Jamie's going to be Googling these questions.
No.
Wait, Jamie, stop Googling the question.
All right.
I would never.
What was the title of the very first X-Men comic issue?
The Uncanny X-Men, number one.
What's your guess, Sonica?
X-Men. The X-Men, number one.
You're actually correct. 100% correct. The X-Men number one.
Wow.
In 1963.
Bro, that's crazy.
That is crazy. So they added the Uncanny later?
Yeah, the Uncanny was a later rendition.
Okay.
All right. This one ought to be easy for both of you. What is Professor X full name?
Charles Xavier.
His middle name is Robinette.
It's not.
Okay, I tried.
The middle name is Francis.
Oh, dang, I was close.
I never knew that.
That's Deadpool Harley's middle name, too.
Deadpool knew. Kept asking, where's Francis? That's who he was talking about.
Oh,
he was looking for Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Makes sense now. Sense. What mutant is known as the Merc with a Mouth?
The Merkwater Boys.
Come on, who's the Merc with the Mouth? You just watched these movies.
What does Merc mean?
Mercenary.
Mercenary.
What is a mercenary?
He does stuff for money.
Yeah, he kills people for money.
Deadpool.
Yes.
I didn't.
Where's Francis?
The Merkwater Boys was a good answer, too.
It was, actually. What material are Wolverine's claws bonded with?
What kind I know of this one.
Adamantium. Yep, adamantium or whatever.
Very good.
Did you know? I learned this recently. Apparently, the adamantium was actually nerfing him. Like, his body, his regeneration was so busy fighting the metal poisoning from adamantium that it, like, hindered his evolution into a stronger and more bestial form, which is why Sabretooth is always bigger and stronger than him.
Interesting.
So when the adamantium gets removed, he's actually, I don't know if he's necessarily stronger, but, you know.
Right. Very cool. I did not know that. Look at Jamie dropping the comic knowledge on us. That's what I'm talking about. Which X-Men character has the ability to absorb others' power through touch?
What's her name? Rogue? No, wait.
I mean, what's your answer, Jamie?
I would say Rogue, yeah.
It is Rogue.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
know
I
her full name. I just know her
I don't either.
Name.
Rogue. In Days of Future Past, which character is sent back in time in the original comic storyline?
What?
Not the movie. In the comic. In the movie, it's Logan. But in the film, or I'm sorry, in the comic book, it was somebody else. Just take a guess. X-Men character?
I'll go Beast. Why not?
Guess.
He'd fit right in. Just a big blue furry guy running around.
What do you mean? Like, was it a person in the movie, Logan?
No. Well, no. In the Days of Future Past movie, it was, you know, Wolverine they sent back. But in the comics, it was a different character. Jamie said Beast. Who do you think it is? Just name an X-Men. You might get it right.
Sabretooth.
Nope. It was Kitty Pryde.
Okay. She could survive that. Doesn't she turn to diamonds?
That's Emma Frost.
That's Emma Frost.
Oh, who's Kitty Pryde?
Kitty Pryde's like a little kid. She's more like a Hawkeye kind of person.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they picked her.
I don't know.
You have to read to find out.
Yep, read it to find out.
Mm-hmm. Read it to need it.
Magneto often.
That never does not.
Magneto often refers to mutants as the next step in what?
The next step to or the next step in?
The next step in or to or. What are mutants the next step of?
Humanity?
What's I'm going to guess Jamie? Evolution. Like, it's just the next step.
Evolution is the correct word. But humanity kind of works.
Kind of, yeah.
Give me at least 1 point
for that.
Yeah,
you get a half a point for that. Ain't so fun being on the opposite point of the point given, is it?
I broke your pen.
Really? Those are brand new pens.
I'm sorry. No, it was only the metal part.
She is a pen. That's her mutant powers. Destroyer of pens.
You need a fidget toy for while you're recording so you don't take stuff apart.
I had one, but I destroyed it. No, like, it was a mochi and I just kept poking holes in it with my finger.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like destroying it.
What is the name of the mansion where the X-Men live and train?
The X-Men house? I don't know.
That's also somewhere. The name of their school.
Charles Xavier School for Wayward Children? Something like that?
What?
I don't know.
You got most of it there. It's
okay,
gifted.
Okay.
It's Xavier,
for gifted children.
Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
Gifted youngsters, okay. You know, we got in the neighborhood.
So yeah,
I'll take on the other half of Annika's last point.
Perfect.
Perfect. Jesus. All right, let's not do that. All right. Which X-Men villain first appeared in X-Men number 1 in 1963 alongside Magneto?
Who are the Marvel supervillains?
Alongside Magneto.
Yeah, I would have guessed Magneto, but
right, that would have been my guess. But next,
Who are the villains? I don't get it.
I'm gonna try to guess a random one.
I don't know the villains.
I'm gonna try. I'll shoot for Mystique and just say that in the movies they paired him up as an homage to that, but I doubt that that's true.
I'm gonna give you a little hint. It's more. It's see. It, the question makes it sound like it's one person, but it's actually a group.
What?
The X-Men villain group first appeared in X-Men number 1 alongside Magneto.
Did he have the Sentinels with him already?
Mm-mm.
I don't know the other.
X-Force.
It's the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Huh. Yeah. What a spot on name. I only know them
from the legendary game.
Right, from the legendary card game.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway. All right, now we got some true or false. Wolverine first appeared in the X-Men comic. True or false?
On false.
True.
I'm going false.
It is false. He appeared in the Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk. 180-181 in 1974. Storm was the first major black female superhero in mainstream comics.
Yes. No. Female?
First major black female superhero.
I'll go yes.
It is true.
Hey, all right.
Because I didn't hear female.
Sorry.
Pay attention. I thought it was like black pink.
Now I know how your teachers feel.
Seriously?
Got her.
Yeah, she needs to go to a school for non-gifted youngsters.
I mean, fair enough, but
Oh, God. That's our thumbnail for this week.
No, God, please edit that out.
Oh, God. Magneto and Professor X were inspired in part by the real life figures Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr.
Huh?
I like that. I've never thought about that, but I'm going to agree. The time period seems right. Their approach to solving
I'm
going to
say
the,
true.
Yeah, that is true. Right? Yeah.
I got it right.
It's just kind of flip-flopped because Professor X isn't Malcolm X. Magneto would be Malcolm X in that. That's interesting.
They're going to use all of it. They had to flip it a little bit.
Right.
You know. What is Gambit's real name?
Gambit.
Well, Channing Tatum.
Is it?
Potato.
That's funny. Is his real name Remy LeBlue? LeBlue?
No.
Yes, it is.
I see. I changed my answer so I get a point at the last second.
That's legit.
That's legit, though.
Jean Grey was the only original female member of the first X-Men team.
False.
I will also say false.
It is true.
Oh,
what?
So I get the point because Jamie has like a million.
Interesting logic. Deadpool was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
I'll say false.
What's your answer?
False.
It is false. Rob Liefeld and Fabian.
That's a cool
Nikiza.
Name.
Fabian is a mouth.
Nikiza in 1991. I knew Rob Liefeld was one of the creators.
I know. That's the only one that I know about Fabian.
Colossus can turn his entire body into organic steel.
True.
And false. I think it's osmium or something like that.
It's true from according to this sheet.
Okay, fair enough.
I told you.
So I thought it was like a non-existent osmium.
So I get it right, right?
Yes, it's organic. So you did get it. Did you get it right?
So yeah, I get points, you got right?
It. You got 5 points. Good job. The mutant hunting robots are called sentinels.
I'm going to say true.
They are. They're called sentinels.
Yeah.
Two more, then it's your turn, Annika.
Oh, I dropped my sheet. It's fine.
Okay. Mystique is Nightcrawler's biological mother in the comics.
Mystique
is Nightcrawler's biological mother in the comics.
Who is Mystique?
I'm going to go with true.
Change form?
Why not? Yeah.
It is true. That would have been cool to play off in the movies, too.
Right?
But you know, Nightcrawler is always like a German guy, so that's weird. Even in like some of the newer comics I've read with Nightcrawler, he's got like the German accent.
German.
Interesting. But I haven't seen Mystique in any of the comics I've read recently.
Monkey.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look that one up. The original five X-Men were Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, Iceman, and Angel.
Wait, who is Jean Grey a girl?
Yes.
What race is she?
Human. She's a phoenix.
I'll say true.
True.
True. It is true.
Haha. So I get how many points? More than him? Because he is like a million points, and I got like five.
I don't give points. We just do this for fun. You get to give the points now if you pick up your paper.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm ready for some made-up numbers to appear.
Right? These are
you lose
so much
a
fun.
Quinjillion points. That's what she's going to say.
Right? So we have X-Men this or that. And she's going to call it out to us and give us, you know, where everything's points. Made up and the points don't matter.
The points matter.
We're stealing the who's line right now.
The points matter.
All right. Go ahead.
We're in here. Okay. I don't know what that. Okay. Cyclops or Wolverine?
I like Wolverine.
I'm going Wolverine.
You are both correct. You have -2. Because you started at -2.
Okay.
He also started at -1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have -1.
Okay.
Got it. Glad you do. Might need
to. It's because I made fun of her twice and you only made fun of her once.
Got it. That's the system. Got it. All right, what's next?
Okay, I'm doing the points.
Oh,
calculations.
Sorry.
Okay, so you have 5 points. Okay. Jean Grey or Storm?
I'm going to say Storm.
I'll go Jean Grey.
You're incorrect. Jamie, you're correct.
I read one Storm comic this year, and it was, well, actually two.
Well, once Jean Grey turns into the Phoenix, then I go with her, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you have -1,000, and he has 10.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Professor X or Magneto?
I'm going to go Magneto. I think he's more interesting, but Professor X is kind of forced to be, you know, a Boy Scoutish dude, because he's the good guy.
I'm going Magneto, because he's on my Thor cover over here.
Okay, both of you are correct. You have only 100 points.
And what do I have?
-100.
Okay.
He has.
Are you even paying attention, AJ?
Yeah, get it right. Okay. Okay, Gambit or Nightcrawler? Ooh, this is interesting.
I'll go Gambit.
I'm going Nightcrawler.
Both of you are correct.
Okay. I like that.
And this just thing Gambit has like, a cool power.
The cards? Yeah. Cards.
Well, I think he can do that with any object. He just chooses cards. Right. Okay. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he does.
True.
Okay, so you have...
But teleportation.
You have minus 99 and he has 19.
Okay.
Because I didn't write a zero. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Okay. Rogue or Mystique? Mystique.
I'd like to use a lifeline. I'm going to choose the lifeline where AJ grabs that hammer and bonks you on the head so you think I got it right. That'll be 1,000 points, flooding. Please. Oh, no. It's their Uno reverse card. I'm going with Mystique.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you are wrong.
You like Rogue better?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so.
No worries. We're just wrong.
Okay, so you have minus one. You have minus 1,000.
Yep.
Okay.
Try to finish in the positives.
I'm trying.
Okay, Beast versus Colasusu.
I'm going Colasusu. Colasusu for sure.
How about
what?
What?
Colasusu.
He drinks cola and then he sues you twice. That's an infinite power right there.
Exactly.
You can't stop Colasusu.
How about Colossus?
You're going to lose points for correcting her, AJ. That's not smart.
I'm going Beast.
I'm going Colasusu. Final answer.
Okay, Jamie gets it right.
Of course.
Because of Colasusu. You have negative... Too many. You have negative 100,000. Mm-hmm. And he has positive. Positive keyword. Yeah, you need to be there. You have positive 100, Jamie. Because Colasusu. It's the best.
Okay.
It does. Colasusu.
Sure. All right. Next.
Deadpool or Cable?
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Both of you are correct, but Jamie, I mean, Dad, you're wrong.
Both are correct, but Dad, you're wrong.
Because he said it first. You gotta pay attention.
Yeah. Okay. First doesn't always win.
The early bird doesn't always get the worm.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so you just actually, I'll be nice.
You should be.
You're minus 1,000.
Okay. Got 9,000 points for that.
Pretty solid.
Jamie,
pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. You're at 1,000, okay? Positive. Okay. Keyword positive. You need to get there.
Yeah, she got it. All right.
Okay. What? Sentinels versus the Brotherhood of Evil. Montants.
I'm going with Sentencils.
Me too.
Okay, you're both correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sentencils. Don't even try. What is it though, actually?
Sentinels?
Sentencils. Okay, you're a minus 10. I'm being nice.
Okay, minus 10. I got
nice.
Yeah, you got 90 points for that. I might finish in the positive. Two more to go.
And how many points do I have?
You have 10,000.
Yep, because I said the answer first, so I get more points. That's how it works.
Yes.
See, I'm paying attention, AJ.
Yeah, get it right.
I can't win.
You really can't. You really can't. Okay. Okay. X versus glue versus Magneto's Android M.
Can I hear the first one again?
Exer's school versus Magneto's Android M.
Mm. I'm going to go with Android M on this one.
What are you going to go?
I'm going to go with Xavier's school.
Incorrect.
Obviously. He didn't even say it right.
Exactly.
Magneto's Asteroid M is better. Okay, got it.
It's Android.
Because a robot beats up eggs every time.
Yes.
Got it. Makes sense now. I should have thought about that.
Yeah.
Harder.
Especially boiled eggs, because you can just smush them.
Yeah, they for pop. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you have minus 10,000. You have like a million.
Dang. Yep. I am getting my butt kicked.
Yeah.
All right, one more question. I can come back from this.
Original 60s X-Men versus 1990s X-Men animated series team.
90s X-Men animated series team. All the way.
He's right. He's right. I think I agree with that. They don't even know about Jubilee, do they?
Who's Jubilee?
Mm-hmm. She was in the 90s X-Men. She did sparkles out of her hands. That was awesome.
I like Jubilee. Okay. Anyways. Okay. Jamie, you have 10 million. Something. You've 1,000,000,000. That's what you got. And you have minus 1,000,000,000.
How did I lose points for getting it correct?
Oh,
because she forgot. You have to remember. Sometimes she forgets.
Yeah, like, that's part of the game. Bad memory.
So basically, I think it was rigged where Jamie was going to win no matter what.
No, I had to carefully strategize, man. You have to carefully strategize.
Yeah.
Carefully.
Well, cool. We got to wrap this up so you can go to bed. But Jamie, thanks for joining, buddy. It was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
It's going to, you know.
Annika, I hope your pneumonia clears up. Oh, there she goes again.
Thanks. I don't even know if I got pneumonia.
You go to the doctor Monday anyway, so.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Hopefully you're good by then.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. I like tickling his toes when he sleeps.
He can't see that, I don't think.
I can't. Yeah, can't. I just think you're talking about tickling your dad's toes right now, and it's really weird.
She's on the other side of the room now, so. She has a nice little shelf next to her that has like some.
I have a skeleton and I like tickling his toes while he sleeps.
And love that.
Little pops and.
I have a taco.
Taco!
Oh, that's cool.
Taco.
He says,
taco.
Let's talk about it because he's very into open communication.
I hate him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Can I explain something to you?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, can you see me?
Yep.
Yes, he can.
Can
see you.
Can he see me?
Yes.
Okay.
He just can't see the shelf next to you.
Okay, so this is Skelly Bony. Okay, this is a small Skelly Bony. Mm-hmm. This is large Skelly Bony, okay?
Right.
Do you know why his name is Skelly Bony?
Nope, no idea.
His name should be Choke Boy, because he's kind of getting choked by his string, because I kind of pushed it through his head, but it's fine. Oh.
You're a weird kid. You know that?
Oh, he's fine.
Happy Spooktober, Skeletone.
It is Spooktober. Jamie, thank you, Annika. It was great. Bye, everybody. It was awesome. check out, like, subscribe, comment. Check out the Chronicles of Panel Pete Kickstarter. Notify me on the page. Don't know if you noticed that.
You can donate to the link in bio to cure children's pneumonia with just one small donation. You can fix Annika's lungs.
That was the perfect ending.
Bye.
Comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatia, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound,